5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
That's a good segment.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm not here for 6 weeks, and you come up with crap.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Feel good.
Of course you feel good. You're listening to this magnificent show, and I'll tell you what you're going to get over the next hour. I see Marcus Harris's name down there.
Yes. Ooh.
Fine little opening batsman for Victoria and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic party's back. I cannot believe post-pandemic. I cannot believe, Fat, post-pandemic, how badly people are driving their cars.
Yes, I am with you.
And I also see 16 weird and wonderful Aussie facts. What is that?
Just a new segment I've been working on, Jim, and we might just go with 4 or 5. I don't know about 16.
There was a time, Bill, where nothing ever went to air on this show without me knowing about
That's right.
So how's this garbage getting
through? Well, because I probably have taken over the role of the MD of the rush hour.
MD.
MD.
Managing director, are you?
I am the honcho.
Yeah,
I am.
Well, that's got about a minute left in it, that role for you.
Good.
Hello to you, Fat.
Okay, Jimmy boy, good to see you. Good to see a bit of rain around, actually.
Well,
good.
Well, it's come down from bloody northeast.
Thank you. Sydney
have sent their crap down to us.
What about this rain up there? Mm. Wow, and good to see you, Rabsy.
Well, coming up after the break, we'll catch up with Demon Coach.
Come on, Timmy.
Come on, Whispers. Who is it?
Old Ham, forgot to. It was coming up.
Oh, no.
Mate, now, let me tell you, very, very good news for Victorian fans, Jim.
Oh, yes,
ahead of round two, with the crowd limits, Jimmy.
Yes.
Lifted to 75%.
Saw that.
Means 75,000 at Carlton Collingwood. Will they get 75 there?
Maybe not quite, but certainly close.
So that lifts Marvel and GMHBA down there Friday night. Geelong, Brisbane. So that is good news for the fans who have been waiting for that.
Yep.
Who do you reckon won the Rising Star, Jimmy Boy, this week of all the youngsters?
Run it by me.
From the Sydney Swans, 18-year-old Errol Golden. There he is,
Errol. I'll give everything just to be like him.
He kicked 3 goals.
31. Yeah. Points for the Swans, and he was a star. So that was a big, big win for them. I love that way they've started.
Jeez,
well done.
They were good to watch.
They were.
And guess what? There's only one other Errol that has played AFL, VFL footy.
In the history of the comp?
In the history of the game, Jim. One other. Errol Hutchinson, 1958.
Errol. No, Errol.
Errol Hutchinson, 1958, played with Collingwood.
Right.
That's what Ethan told me. He knows everything.
He does. He does.
I'd be looking. I probably should have had a look at that myself. But
apparently made 2 flags, and in Collingwood tradition, lost them both. Lost them.
Did he?
Two GFs. What else you got for us, please?
Some injury news. Matty Rowell looks like he's hurt the knee, but mightn't be as bad as we all thought, Jimmy. Will play footy this year at some stage.
10 to 12, they're thinking, yes.
PCL. The... Right. Posterior.
Yeah.
So, what's that? 8-9 weeks?
Well, yeah, that would be a good result.
Luke McDonald hurt himself before the game. Hurt a quad, Jim. Yep. That's no good, the quad. He'll miss 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep.
What about Fremantle? Can they find some injuries?
Oh, my God.
Alex Pearce, who is a good player. Yes. We just don't see enough of him. And also Joel Hambling. Do they get injured, those boys?
Well, the medial, again, is not a bad result for him. So 6 to 8. Let's hope he's back, because he can really play, Alex Pearce.
He can. Yep. Sam Meningola went off, was subbed off, medical sub on the weekend.
Yes.
But looks like he might play this week. Now, that's an interesting one for doctors.
Interesting.
For the AFL and for the Cats to work that one out to play on Friday night. So, well, what's that one with interest, Chip?
Now, I saw the coaches' votes have come in.
Yes, please.
And a couple I really liked.
Who?
The Texan.
Yes.
A lot of people, Bill, were of the opinion that Tex might have just about run his race.
Well, yes.
He turned that on its head.
He did.
I'll tell you what he loves with his new rules, which we all love, and that's the leading lanes.
Oh, yeah.
Tex is suddenly hitting up at the Nurry. A couple of times he had 10 metres
I know.
On old mate. What was that about?
I don't know. Honestly, I did see that, Jim. But he got 10 votes.
Yeah, I love that.
Five before half time.
I'll tell you who else got 10.
Frothies, mate.
Your man, Frothies.
Frothies. He was very good.
He had a couple of beers. That's all he did.
One.
And you have now labelled him Frothies, and he's not happy about it.
He's not happy. What about him?
Dusty, of course, just gets 10.
Jake Lever. Oh, they a good little combination now, Stephen, mate. Bailey Smith, of course. Dusty. Tom Mitchell back in town. He got a 10.
Very good.
Callum Mills, they put him in the middle, and guess what? He gets a 10. Oh, what about Travis Boak? Beautiful. How old is Travis Boak?
He's in his late 60s.
62
or something. He's a wonderful player, Travis Boak. Love that. And Araz, just an 8-pointer for him.
What about the Skunk?
The Skunk Membry?
Yes.
Oh, yes. So well done to all of those
Tim
people.
Kelly.
Tim Kelly, 8 votes for him from the coaches. So well done.
Yep.
All right, Fat. I'm really interested in this.
Well, you shouldn't be.
16 weird and wonderful Aussie facts. If you come in under 16, then that is false.
4. We'll divide by 4.
It's a rush hour. Triple M. On the brand new listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and the managing director of the show, Billy Brownless.
This is it, Fat. This is the last time you go and put anything together that I haven't heard about first. Tim. If this doesn't work, you're done.
MD is speaking here. Right. we need a circuit breaker, Jim, because we talk a lot of footy, okay? So just thought I'd take it down another track.
Did
okay?
You?
Yes.
Yeah.
And just some wild, weird and wonderful, quirky, dumbfounding facts about Australia, okay? So shut up and listen for a minute. You might learn something. Wombat poo is square, so it doesn't fall off rocks.
A true fact.
That is a true fact, that wombat poo is square.
I don't see how a square poo can come out of a round hole.
Well, it mightn't be round. It might be a
square. Oh, you think their bums are square?
Well, how's a square poo? Here's another one, Jim.
Yes.
Melbourne, the great city that we live in now, guess what it could have been called if it didn't get changed? You know what it was called before Melbourne?
Nope.
Batmania.
A true fact.
Batmania, we could have been called, Jim.
After?
John Batman.
Batman.
Well, John Batman.
I don't think he's Batman.
He is Batman.
No. I don't think he's Batman.
What do you think it is? Batman.
Batman. I always thought it was.
Well, anyway, John Batman, whatever. Yes. Who founded, obviously, Melbourne on the Yarra River. So that could have been it. Imagine, what are you doing on the
Batmania.
Weekend? Going to Batmania. Not bad. It was got a nice little ring to it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Yorta Yorta Country, which is in Shepparton, Jim, around that area, right? Guess what was invented there? The furphy, the term. You know why? Because John Furphy himself invented a water cart that kept the World War I Anzacs hydrated, okay? So this water cart, have you seen them? You haven't seen the furphy tank?
No.
Well, that's why. And then because they used to tell a few stories, the old soldiers, and put a bit of mayo on it, that hence became the word furphy.
True fact.
There you go. Did you know that?
Nope. So, I still don't really know it because you didn't explain it properly. But anyway.
What else have I got here? Oh, what about this
one? You got 16, so you've actually got another 13 to go.
Bondi surfing prodigy, okay? Kevin the Head Brennan was 14 years old and weighed just 42 kilos, Jim.
Yes.
14 and 42 kilos.
Yes, Bill.
When in 1965, he beat the world's best surfers to become the only surfer to win the New South Wales junior and senior titles in the same year.
The Head.
He was 14, the Head. 42 kilos, Jim. How good's that?
That's amazing, Bill.
Another one here.
Oh, here we go, number 5.
And you heard it first on the Rush Hour last year. Remember old 9-year-old Lenny Gwyther? Was it? Lenny Gwyther? And his horse. Ginger Mick,
up to
Sydney.
The bridge.
That's right, to see the witness the opening of Sydney Harbour Bridge and met Don Bradman.
Back in the 20s or 30s or whenever it was.
And the Prime Minister came and shook his hand.
Yes.
So that's a great fact.
No, but you've already gone with that one.
Oh, well, but they've got it here, but they obviously weren't listening to the Rush Hour.
So you've rehashed a last year fact.
And a last one, Jim.
Right.
You know our magnificent national anthem, Advance Australia Fair. That was voted for in 1977, okay?
Right.
So I don't know how many people were living in Australia at the time, but 43% voted for Advance Australia Fair, 28% voted for Waltzing Matilda,
right?
And then 18% voted for God Save the Queen. Yes. So that was it. That was, 1977, yeah. That's a long time. Maybe
North
we
Melbourne
should.
Premiership year.
Was it?
Waltzing Matilda, it's about a bloke thumping a sheep.
It's not, is it?
Probably couldn't have made that our national anthem.
Waltzing Matilda. But you reckon we might have a little change-up, shouldn't we? Do we need a new national anthem?
They've changed the word slightly.
Yeah, they did, actually, yes.
We are one and free, which that's I totally think is a good thing.
43% voted for it back in 77. So there you go.
So that can't be it, though.
That's it. That's the interesting fact.
That's the end of it.
Yep. Really. Jill put that together.
This is a main city, like a big city sort of drive show.
Yeah.
So you've got to sort of get your content to that level. This isn't like Bendigo FM or
K-Rock.
You know, or that thing you used to work for down the bloody road. This is like Triple M is a big city station.
Weird and wonderful, Jim, you must admit. You'll take home.
No, they're weird.
You'll rock up next to Lisa tonight and go, hey, Dale, definitely. You know, Wombat Boo is square.
Yeah, I don't reckon I'm going to do that.
Yes,
just to be brutally honest.
Yes,
anyway.
We are taken by some marvellous regional stations and Hobart as well.
We've got them on with. So Bendigo,
I'm telling you, some of the regional stations will think that's actually good radio. That's how
we've
bad it
got
was.
Bendigo, we've got Shepparton.
Hobart.
Hobart, they'll love that stuff, Jim.
No,
so you've got to cater for all.
No, they won't.
Just not for the upper.
All right, so here's my thinking.
Yep.
We just keep that aside for the regional stations.
Okay.
But for the main station tonight,
what?
That doesn't go to air.
What are we going to put on?
Something better.
Marcus Harris is not too far away, but before we head to him, it is time for this.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
Jim, as I see it, you have three choices in life. You give up, you give in, or you give it all you got.
No, that's crap. I got a question for you. Can I pose to you
a
question of the day?
We move on. It's a little hook. Shut up.
All right, this is a question of the day.
What?
How are we speaking to Marcus Harris next when he's actually playing a game as we speak?
It's lunch over there in Perth. In Perth, it's lunch. Jim, we've only got about 7 second window.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He's probably out. So he's probably just sitting on there.
So he would have got cleaned up early.
Rush hour, Triple M. On the brand new Listener app, listen anytime, anywhere, and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
This man is fresh off a blistering century in the Sheffield Shield against Queensland.
Comes into Harris and he drives that one. Could this be they're going to go for one? Running fast is Sutherland and going to come back for two, and that will be his 100. Well batted, Marcus Harris. He comes up with 100.
And through the magic of radio, he joins us right now while also playing against WA in the Marsh Cup.
We're not on live.
Bill.
Please welcome Marcus Harris.
All the way from Perth, Marcus. Welcome to you.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Ben.
Hey, g'day, Harry. How are you, mate? And how are you talking to us when you're actually playing in a one-dayer?
When's this going to air?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just clever. Technology.
Technology.
Now, you're in the West and you're playing sort of one-dayer today, obviously, and then a Shield game at the magnificent Wacker. I love the fact that games are still being played there.
Yeah, I think, obviously, at the moment now that footy's back, we've been put onto the grounds that obviously aren't used by the AFL, so luckily WA still use the Wacker as their ground, so it'll be good to get back there today.
What's your side like for Victoria? Because the last side hardly recognised any names there, Jim, and some of the bowlers, just they were kids, weren't they, Harry?
Yeah, a few of the, well, with our schedule, the way that it's been in the back end with a lot of games crammed in, we've had to play 6 Shield games, so they've been quite careful with the bowlers. I think after last week, the boys didn't bowl the ball, so I reckon there might be a chance that we have a pretty close to full strength one day side.
So when you come to the Shield game, this one coming up, what's the attack going to look like, please? Yeah. Run us through it.
It'll be Big Pato.
Pato!
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Scotty Boland.
Oh, yes, good.
Will Sutherland.
Yep.
Johnny Holland.
Dutchie.
Old Chubbles.
So we'll have a good side out, but obviously, like I said, the boys didn't bowl the ball last week, so they might be a little bit rusty.
No, that's a good attack, but you'll need it against Cam Green. Geez, he's in some nice touch.
Is he hitting
them? Yeah, I'm not looking forward to fielding against him for too long. So he looks like he's been batting well, and obviously, old boy Sospa. So they got a pretty good side, WA.
They have. You keep bringing up the last Shield game, and they didn't bowl. You know why he keeps bringing it up, Jim?
Why?
113 not out. No, man of the match he was, and just made a nice 113 not out. You smashed him, Harry.
I wouldn't say I smashed them, Bill, but yeah, it was out there for a little while, wasn't it? It was a weird game. Obviously, we only played 70 overs, so it was good to spend some time in the middle and have the opportunity to play a couple of rain cards. It was good.
Now, you're also heading to Leicester to play county cricket, I see. Ooh.
Yeah, I am. I signed with them for the season, so that was just going to be a good opportunity to head over to England for the winter, and it's my first season of county cricket, so I'm looking forward to that.
What's that like, Jim? Leicester.
I didn't play county cricket. Well, in my day, there was county sides were filled with Viv Richards and decent players, not people like myself.
And,
but it,
Marcus Harris.
Yeah, Marcus Harris, a test player, of course. But one of the smaller counties, Leicester, what do you know about them?
Yeah, they are one of the smaller counties. Andrew McDonald actually used to coach them before he coached Victoria, so they've actually done quite well. They punch above their weight, especially in the 2020 stuff, so... like in England with the county system, the smaller counties tend to build up the players, then the big counties come and nick them. So they've had a lot of good players over their time. So, yeah, like I said, I'm looking forward to getting over there.
Taking the bride-to-be over there as well?
Kat?
Well, yeah, we're trying. It's not that easy with exemptions and stuff at the moment. So we're going through it at the moment. Hopefully Peter Dutton or someone can tick it off for me.
Hey, did you notice a couple of days ago, Marcus Sinclair Harris, that New South Wales were bowled out for 32?
I did see that, Bill.
And Jackson Bird, 7 for 18. What's happened there? You just can't get bowled out for 32 when you're a first-class team.
I'm not going to say too much because we haven't played our game yet, but, yeah, the Big Squid's a pretty good bowler down in everywhere, and especially down in Hobart, so... Looked like it was one of those days where everything just went Tassie's way.
Not losing any sleep over it, anyone else either, because the blue bag is not everyone's cup of tea. Marcus?
Couldn't give a toss about New South Wales.
They do produce test cricketers, Jim, you know that. Hey, who is the best Sheffield Shield bowler?
That isn't in the test side or is?
That isn't in the test side, yes.
Michael Ness is pretty good.
Mm. Best Sheffield Shield batsman, not in the test team?
Come
on, Sinclair.
Don't know.
Spinner? Do we have any up and coming spinners in the ranks?
There is a lot of young spinners. I would say, obviously, there's Gazza Lyon. Johnny Holland's probably still the next best spinner. And Mitch Swepson as well, who's obviously had a sore neck, but he's been in and around the test squad. And then we've got some good young leggies coming through. Toddy Murphy, off spinner, who's good. So. And obviously, there's Lloyd Pope from
Popey,
and Hatsugulu as well, who went all right at the Big Bash. So there's plenty around. Young Tanvir Sanger as well from New South Wales. So at the moment, the wickets aren't always conducive to the young blokes getting that much of a bowl when Shield cricket would spin. So it's hard work.
Jim, he's a pretty quiet, well-mannered boy, as we all know. Mm-hmm. What, a couple of matches ago, he got suspended, old Marcus here.
What happened?
Jim, abuse of equipment. And I think you got fined and suspended. Is that right, Marcus?
Yeah, that's a bloody umpire's fault.
Well, you got given out and you should just walk.
Yeah, I got out, caught off my elbow.
Yeah.
And then I spat the dummy.
And what'd you do?
Well, I walked off and then I was walking down the race at the G and they had like these Vodafone advertising signs and I gave them a bit of a whack with the kookaburra. And then the umpire saw me. So I got reported for that. And then I had a previous... indiscretion, so adding up, I got fined and suspended.
Angry little man, Jim.
Well, you're giving out off your elbow.
But
you're not happy.
You know, the kids are watching that. You don't want to see them smashing some advertising. Come on,
and a
Marcus.
Victorian umpire, what's that all about?
One of his own refs.
Sucked in. Who do you barrack for in the footy?
Demons.
Demons. Oh, not a bad win.
Yeah, better than the Cats.
Yes.
What happened, Wilma?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, didn't you?
No, I missed it.
You know, all we've heard about Marcus is the umpiring. That's all he talks about.
31 free kicks to 15, Marcus. Do you play footy?
Oh, I used to.
Where?
I had to give up my career.
What position? Imagine the little back pocket. Caleb Daniel.
No, I used to play for Warwick Greenwood. And then, do you remember that kid in the, what's that thing you used to do on the footy show? Where they
Almost Footy Legends?
Yeah, the kid that took the big one-handed hanger, the best mark ever.
Yeah.
In the back pocket, that's my team.
Oh.
So I played in that team, and then I was got invited down to Subi Development Squad, but I had to quit.
Subi Development Squad. You still haven't developed.
Oh, Bill.
Well, he's playing the WA over there.
One day and then the shoe will go. I'm just having a look because I've always been a Marcus Harris fan. You know that. Love the way he goes about it.
Yes.
I'm just having a look at his numbers here, Bill.
Let's have a look, Jim.
Very good career.
What, the average?
102 shield matches, yes. Or first-class matches. Yeah. 6,673 runs, a very healthy average of 38.
38.
So, Bill.
What did you average,
Jim? If you have a first-class career of around sort of 70-plus games and you're averaging anywhere in advance of 38, that's a very good career, isn't it?
How many hundreds, Jim?
14. 14 hundreds.
No, for you.
Oh, no. I played a lot less than 100 games, Bill.
Need to update those stats as well. I've got 1,500.
1,500. So it'll be up around 40 now. 40. The average. Bill, anyone that averages 40.
All right.
Now, Harrow, good luck, mate. We need Victoria going a bit better.
We
fourth
do.
Fourth on the ladder.
Oh, we've been, to be fair, we've sort of been stitched up a little bit by the weather the last two games. So we actually haven't lost any games in the Shield this year, but we've just had annoying draws. So I think this week there'll be no issue with the weather, so we'll definitely be pushing for a result.
Wine Pato up, get him slapping it into the gloves.
Where Pato and Will Pekoski, is he playing?
No, he's had a shoulder reconstruction.
Yes, Jim, you did.
What is wrong with you, Bill?
I thought he had the concussion, but I forgot that the terrible fielding effort. Yeah,
got concussion in his shoulder.
Righto, Marcus, you can piss off.
Well done, mate. Great chatting to you. Good luck in these two games coming up.
No worries, boys. Thank you.
Bill's joke still to come.
Oh, now, yes. I haven't been here for a while, Fat.
No, I know that.
Because last year, of course, we had the pandemic. And that meant that there were virtually no cars on the road.
No.
You had to have a permit to drive. And therefore, Melbourne became the best place in the world to drive a car. It was the only benefit of 2020.
Driving from Melbourne to Geelong, Melbourne. Magnificent.
Oh, how good.
Oh, wow-wee.
So, of course, that's all stopped.
Yep.
And so, hit the thing for me, Rabbit.
Sting.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
Oh Bill, when I run for Parliament, given what's going on in bloody Parliament locally, certainly not federally, locally, I'll stampede my way in.
Will you what?
But 2020, of course, a shite-ridden year, as we know. But an amazing knock-on effect, Fat, of the COVID pandemic has surprised even me, and that is somehow people have become even worse at driving a car.
Surely not.
I don't know how.
How?
Well, they had a year off and they've come back worse. I'm going to give you some examples.
Yes, please.
Roundabouts.
Oh, yeah.
They've operated the same way for 1,000 years. Rome's full of them, Fat.
Yes, it is. It?
In our country, you give way to the right at a roundabout.
Yeah.
So if there's no one either on or approaching the roundabout from the right, you don't ever have to stop.
No. You slow down.
It does my head in, Bill. Mm. People drive up to a roundabout and for absolutely no reason stop their car. Yeah. Why?
Because they don't know how to drive.
Because they're nimrods.
Nimrods.
Right. So that's an example of what I see way too much of.
Oh, Rome got to mention.
Yeah. If you're turning left, Fat, and there are two lanes on the road you're travelling on, move across to the left before you turn left. Unless you're driving a semi-trailer.
Yeah. And you need the...
You don't need to turn left with half your ass on the right lane.
I like that, Jim.
Bill, have consideration for the people behind you.
That's a good point, consideration for people behind
That's
you.
That's it.
Yes.
So when you're turning left and there are two lanes, get yourself over to the left before you turn so the people in the right lane can keep driving.
That's it. I like it. Yeah? Good.
All right. If you're waiting on a green arrow...
Yes.
Now is not the time to check the text on your phone.
Mm.
There'll be 10 people behind you, Fat, trying to get across the same green arrow.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah.
They won't if you don't move your ass once the arrow's green.
Consider the people behind
you. There's another one.
Exactly.
Yeah. There is no reason ever to leave 50 metres between yourself and the car in front of you.
Spot on. Especially the green arrow. I'm with you. I do that nearly every day to go somewhere.
That's it.
And if they're a bit slower.
There's no reason ever to suddenly brake when you've got 50 metres between you and the car in front of you either.
No.
What about those people? Just drive along and suddenly for no reason the brakes.
What about when you're going through traffic lights, it's green, so everyone's going along nicely at 80, but some of those people hit the brakes when they go through traffic lights.
Yeah. Well, finally, 10 metres before an intersection is not the time, Fat, to realise that you want to turn right. You cannot simply hit your indicator 10 metres before the intersection and stop and go, oh, now I'm deciding to go right.
Mm.
You do that in front of me
and
you will get an extended, long, continuous horn. I hold it, Bill.
Do you?
I hold the full horn.
You hold your horn.
And then you get an apology. I don't want an apology.
No.
Keep driving.
No.
Turn right somewhere down the road.
The next one, yeah. Righto.
So these are all things I've seen, Bill, since we've got back on the roads. So if you're listening, and everyone does, because millions of people listen to this show, it is incumbent on you to drive a car properly. Otherwise, don't drive.
Can I just throw one in there again, which I've noticed is the people that sit on 90 right-hand lane going down to Geelong.
That's ignorance. That's just pig ignorance.
It is. Not worried about anyone behind them or anything. Just, and all you have to do is move over.
Move over.
Move over and we're out of your way.
Exactly. No, Jesus, well, that's a staple pillar of the traffic party. But we've been going on for 10 years about that. People still don't get it. Whether it's Monash, whether it's freeway down to your joint.
No, you're right.
They're never in the right lane unless you're
overtaking. What about your traffic party? Do you reckon at one stage there would be no work on the Westgate Bridge?
Oh,
ever?
My God.
Ever? Jim?
What is that?
There's always
20
something.
Years, especially the Werribee side of the West Coast.
The other side.
The 20 years, there's been stuff going on.
I know.
Oh, you'd get it done in 20 years, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. They got the tunnel now, so I don't know how long that's going
to
be.
See what else I've noticed when you go down to Geelong, and I'm, of course, going down Friday for...
We're lucky you.
Less cameras.
There's four.
A few less now.
There's four, Jim. There's four.
Actually knocked a couple off with the recent work.
So. There's four.
Less cameras.
Four cameras.
On the way down.
Yes.
That's not a bad thing.
Well.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
This is the Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Bill's joke is up next to wrap up a massive show. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. On tomorrow, we'll get a Saints player in to talk about Spud's game, which is on Saturday night versus the D's.
Yes.
And the Hump Day quiz is back again as well.
Oh, I cannot believe that.
Why?
It was a debacle last week.
Well, the contestants didn't
know. Was that the problem?
Yes, the contestants.
This always seems to be the problem.
Fair dinkum. I wonder about some of the people out there, Jim, that we talk to.
Does Jim know about the quiz where random people just started Jim winning?
We had a big quiz. We had $2,000 from our friends at
Amazon for Making Your Mark documentary.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we had four guests. So four guests could answer. Mm-hmm. Big quiz for a big prize. And then after about the second question, another three people joined the quiz from nowhere, Jim.
How'd they get in?
Well, I don't know. We had about seven online. It was chaos. That one was no good. It was completely stuffed.
That one was no good. Yeah. As the thing from all the other ones.
Completely stuffed up it was. Yeah.
Right. Now, have you got something funny?
Yeah.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Jimmy, you wouldn't believe it. Yesterday, I went to see the doctor.
Yes.
And he told me I was colourblind.
Ah.
That diagnosis came completely out of the purple.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Completely out of the purple.
When you have to repeat the punchline, that sort of tells you enough, doesn't it?
Didn't come out of the blue.
But, yeah, no.
You
got that.
It came out of the purple.
Out of the purple, yeah. The colourblind.
Not blue, it was purple. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not bad, Bill. Well done. That's a good day from here.
Oh, yeah.
Floats and weird facts.
Square poo.
Square poo and then the joke. Wow, you can have a spell, son. Spell it out.